heads up for the Macmillan Garden Trail, which is in its 8th year. Tell us all about it. Regular for Dig It, Jeff Stonebanks joins me on the line for a chitty chat. Hello, Jeff, how are you?
Good morning, Joe, and how are you?
Good afternoon, in fact. Yes, I'm well.
Your producer just said that to me. I'm obviously miles away.
Well, I don't blame you for not trusting him, but it is, in fact, afternoon. And a gorgeous, gorgeous couple of days you've had. A bit too hot for me, really, but I suppose if you're opening gardens, you want good weather.
We do, and I mean, the forecast in the last 24 hours has changed, unfortunately, not in our favour, so let's just hope it's wrong.
Yes, well, it often is. It often is.
It often is, you're right, Joe.
Okay,
yes.
So it's in its 8th year. Tell us more about this. People may not be familiar with it.
Years ago, I decided to start raising money for Macmillan by organising this garden trail, which has taken place between Seaford and Brighton for the last 8 years. We normally have around 20 gardens that open, and this year was particularly interesting because a lot of the gardens that used to open for us transferred and opened for the National Garden Scheme, having had the sort of the opportunity to sort of get themselves going with the trail. So this year we've actually got 11 brand new gardens, some of them in Brighton and some along the coast, which are particularly interesting. I mean, there are 5 new gardens that are particularly worth individuals going to. If you've got children, we've got 33 St Leonard's Gardens in Hove. Jade has gone to a lot of trouble there to create an active interest for children and doing own tea and cakes as well. We've got a garden that's opening in Bishopston that's never opened before. It's the schoolhouse, and they've got a most amazing walled garden there. But interestingly, it's a hedgehog hospice linked to the Wildlife Rescue Ambulance Service. Mm. So that will be interesting for people to go and have a look at. We've got a regular of the art trade in Brighton, 11 Rugby Road, got a nice garden as well. They're going to open and have lots of art and tea and cakes as well. And the Horizon Centre itself, which is where all the money will go, is going to open. And people will be able to go along and have a look and see where all the money they've raised over recent years has gone to. And, of course, my own garden is open, and we've got the opening ceremony here with Christine Walkden tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And we've got lots of tea and cakes and art on sale in the garden here as well. Over the time, I mean, we've got many gardens have sort of dipped in and dipped out, and of the 21 this year, there's about 10 that are fairly regular ones, but as I say, it's these 11 new ones that I think those that have visited before will find some interest in seeing something a bit different.
Have you got a heads up as to what sort of cake Christine likes?
Oh, well, there you go. I've met Christine a few times. I think Christine's the sort of person that she'll eat anything that's offered to her.
I'm glad you said that.
About what she is. She'll be having lunch here, and I particularly asked her what she'd like to eat. She said, nope, she'll have whatever's on offer.
She's a good stick.
She is indeed.
Now, it's a silly question to say what prompted you to want to raise money for such a worthy cause, because you don't need an excuse, but let's talk figures. How much can you tell me how much you've raised in the last few years, and was there any specific reason?
I mean, it's thanks to the generosity of the gardens that take part that Macmillan can be there with people living with cancer. And in the 3 years the Horizon Centre itself has been open, it's helped hundreds of people in Sussex cope with the financial, physical, practical and emotional impact of cancer. And we Macmillan rely almost entirely on donations. So the money raised from this trail, which to date is over £44,000, and through other fundraising activities I've done myself in my own garden, means we've raised a total in excess of £70,000.
Wow.
Being raised for Macmillan, which makes such a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, and if listeners would like to support the trail and Macmillan but can't get along over the weekend, then we've also got a Just Giving page which can be accessed through the Macmillan website, our website, or just by searching on Just Giving for Jeff Stonebanks. But yeah, it's well worth coming out, even if it rains. Come and support Macmillan and you'll find some lovely gardens, and more importantly, say, get that tea and cake, which is well worth visiting a garden for just on its own.
Indeed. The only reason I got involved in broadcasting in connection with horticulture. Macmillan.
People want to know more. They just need to look at the website, which is www.macmillangardentrail.co.uk. Once they go to the first garden on their choice, they will then be able to buy their ticket. Tickets for Saturday and Sunday are £8 for both days, but that gives you the option to visit all 21 gardens should you desire. If you just want to pick and mix and go to 2 or 3 odd gardens, it's just entry fee of £3 in each individual garden. And the first garden that you'll visit, you'll be able to pick up a 12-page colour brochure that lists all the gardens that are opening over the weekend as well. So we've got 11 in the city of Brighton and Hove, 5 in Peacehaven and Telscombe, four in Seaford, and one in the village of Alfriston. So quite a lot to choose from.
Very good. All right, then. So it's happening this weekend. MacmillanGardenTrail.co.uk is the website. It'll give you all the information, which gardens are open and how you can get involved. It'll also tell you how you can put some money to such a worthy cause, even if you're not able to attend any of the gardens. We will remind people it's happening again on Sunday morning when we hook up with you to hear about gardens that are open for part of the National Garden Scheme's fundraising efforts for the month of August. So we'll remind everyone it's happening again on Sunday. But it is happening through tomorrow and Sunday. I hope all goes well for you, Jeff. That's an amazing figure. You should be very proud of yourself. Well done.
Thanks. I mean, if listeners can't get online, they can always ring me direct for information on 01323 899 296.
Jeff Stonebanks there.